USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Iran, security forces fired on protesters who were upset over the mistaken downing of a Ukrainian jetliner last week. The military acknowledged it had launched missiles that brought down a Ukraine International Airlines jet, killing all 176 people on board. On Fox News Sunday, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien was asked if he thinks Iran will come to the table now.
What's going to cause them to negotiate is the pressure on their economy. And when you've got students out chanting death to the dictator, and when you have thousands of Iranians out protesting in the street, that's the sort of pressure that's going to bring them to the table. And listen, the president has made it very clear to Iran, we're not talking about regime change. We want to see an Iran that forswears nuclear weapons, that stops taking Americans hostage, that stops supporting proxies and terrorism in the region, and stops building these ballistic missiles, which we saw them launch last week.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Even as fellow Democrats pressure Nancy Pelosi to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate, she says there will likely be developments this week.
I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting that we would vote to send them over, and we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
The U.S. military identified the two soldiers killed this weekend in Afghanistan, 29-year-old Staff Sergeant Ian McLaughlin of Newport News, Virginia, and 21-year-old Private First Class Miguel Villalone of Joliet, Illinois. WBBM-TV reporter Mike Puccinelli.
Miguel Villalone was killed in Afghanistan alongside another soldier. He was just 21 years of age. Now, it happened in Kandahar, Afghanistan, when their vehicle rolled over an improvised explosive device. Villalone graduated from East Aurora High School back in 2017. In paying tribute, officials at the school thanked the young soldier for his courage and service to the nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fire officials in Australia say they're now on the offensive thanks to the weather. USA's John Hunt has more.
Dale McLean, who's helping manage the response to a fire near the town of Bodilla in New South Wales, was part of a team that was bulldozing down small trees and burning scrub ahead of the fire's projected path to try to stop it from reaching a major highway by starving it of any fuel. Meanwhile, U.S. tennis star Serena Williams donated her $43,000 winner's check from New Zealand's ASB Classic to the fundraising appeal for the victims of wildfires, joining many tennis stars, including Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova. Also, the news came that a firefighter had been killed. The tragedy brings the death toll to 37 in a crisis that has destroyed more than 2,000 homes and scorched an area larger than Indiana. Four of the casualties have been firefighters. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Queen is calling a family meeting, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has ordered Prince Harry to meet with her, his father, and his brother on Monday to discuss Harry's desire to step back from his senior role among the royals. They are scheduled to meet at the Queen's estate in Norfolk. Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, returning to Canada with their son on Friday. It appears the family will try to work out a deal that can be the template in the future should any other member of the royal family wish to return to a non-royal life. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Wendy King.